Do not accept the host in your hand. Do not allow this to be done without an outcry. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verses 48 through 60. Quote, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert and have died. This bread that comes down from heaven, so that if anyone eats of it, he will not die. I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews on that account argued with one another, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life everlasting, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and as I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and died, he who eats this bread shall live forever. These things he said when teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on November 19, 1977. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is extending the crucifix and her rosary out like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as my Son blesses you with the Father and the Spirit of light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Lady said that each and every person who bears the light must now go forward willing to suffer for Christ, her Son. Each and every person who is carrying the light must be willing to sacrifice all, whether it be human emotions, safety, or comfort. It is the true way of the cross, Our Lady said. Sacrifice, penance, atonement. At the end of the great conflagration and crisis, only a few will be left. Only a few will be saved. They will be truly the remnant. There will be, Our Lady said, a second coming of her Son. All of good spirit and heart will make now a concerted effort to soothe the injured heart of Jesus at the tabernacles of the world. Communion in the hand was promoted by Satan because of the rise of Satanists now in our country and in the world. They are conducting black mass secretly and openly. The children are the greatest victims of this evil. The sacred species, the host, is being used during these rituals of black mass and Satanism in a most abominable way. Please, Our Lady says, do not accept the host in your hand. Do not allow this to be done without an outcry. No man shall be worthy to accept my Son's body. The priests are deceived. And Our Lady said, in her Son's house, they are deceived. They do not realize that Satan has planned to dethrone them from their vocation. Little by little, Satan seeks to remove the priesthood. As a representative of Jesus, a legally ordained priest must be the only instrument of God to bring the body of Jesus to the multitudes. Only in a severe manner must a man, and this severe manner being the absence of a priest in the face of a death, then the priest will allow a deacon, a man, not a woman, a deacon, a man, in the extremest emergency, to take the sacred body of Jesus to a dying person. And that will be the only time.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered an extraordinary book titled Eucharistic Miracles. In the Bible, at the Last Supper, our Lord said, "This is my body, and this is my blood." On numerous occasions in the history of the Roman Catholic Church, God has seen fit to offer miraculous, visible proof of the Catholic teaching that at the words of consecration in the Mass, the bread and wine upon the altar are truly changed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Joan Cruz's book, Eucharistic Miracles, recounts 36 such major Eucharistic miracles in church history. The events told here cover a wide historical gamut. The first miracle described being that of Lanciano, Italy in the 8th century, and the last in Bavaria in 1970. The author details the official investigations made into these remarkable events, and in many cases tells where the miraculous host or blood can still be seen and venerated today. This extraordinary book, Eucharistic Miracles, costs $13 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. In this book, on page 3, it tells in Lanciano, Italy, where the host changed to the flesh of a human heart, and it can be seen to this very day. Order this miraculous book today. Send $13 plus $4.50 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Or you may call 616-698-6448 during working hours and use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express. The holy hours before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament grew by 468 hours this past week for a total of 17,888 hours. This is awesome. This is wonderful. Hopefully someday it will grow to 100,000 holy hours. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we will include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I ask that you pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program on this station. On May 17, 1975, Jesus said, quote, "My mother has been sent to you to guide you in the days ahead. She is the mediatrix between mankind and the Eternal Father. Do not cast her words aside or treat them lightly, for you are then going fast into darkness." Unquote. On October 6, 1973, Our Lady said, "I bring you the words of truth from the Father." Unquote. Our Lord and Our Lady caution us many times about false obedience. On November 22, 1975, Our Lady said, "Many go forward in false obedience because they do not have the light to recognize evil." Unquote. On November 1, 1975, Jesus said, quote, "You shall not follow a man who leads you on the road, the wide road, away from truth and your faith and into the abyss. No man is above the Eternal Father, and no man shall commit his eternal soul into the care of another who has the rank and obedience to destroy this soul. No man is keeper for another soul. Each man shall stand before the Eternal Father and give an account on his own. The destroyer of souls shall not be there to support him. He has already done his work for Satan." Unquote. Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers apparition, is potentially the greatest apparition of Our Lady ever in the history of the world. We must preserve, maintain, and protect the integrity of Our Lady's messages. We must not allow any additions, deletion, or changes. Some people in responsible positions say Veronica had a locution while on the telephone and Our Lady said the warning in 97. This has caused a lot of confusion. Many times through the years, Our Lord and Our Lady said no date or dates will be given. In fact, I have 6 pages of quotes of Jesus and Mary saying that dates will not be given. I'll send you a copy if you like. Our Lady said she never contradicts her message. Also, Our Lady said the telephone is a diabolical, mechanical instrument of Satan. Why would she use the telephone in a locution? Now, all the messages are recorded on audio cassette tape and written down on paper or written down on paper by Veronica and signed by her. There is documentation for all of the messages. This is week number two. Last week, I challenged those who promote the alleged telephone locution of Warning in 97 to send me an audio tape with Veronica's voice of this locution, and we will play it on this radio program. Or send me a copy of this locution written and signed by Veronica. If we receive a copy, we will mail it to those who would like it. We await this audio tape and or written documentation to verify this locution. Either this warning in 97 is a true telephone locution or it is a telephony locution reported by a Pinocchio with a long nose. We'll let you know the results next week, which will be number three. These Last Days radio program is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses from 1970 through 1994 and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on November 19, 1977. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is placing his hand over his heart, and he's looking now to his right. A lady is coming down. I don't know where she was before. I didn't see her over on the left, but our lady now is coming forward. And Jesus is watching, and she's standing now at Jesus' right side. Oh, the light is so beautiful. Oh, there's no way to explain it. It makes you feel so good. It's beautiful. Now Jesus is touching his first finger to his lips. That means to listen. My child and my children. At this time, I do not intend to enlarge upon my mother's counsel. Need it be said that a fair warning has been given to all mankind. My mother has set herself as a victim for you, a victim because of the sins of mankind. Your world, humankind, mankind, is fast hurtling toward a great disaster. I have warned you in the past that if you continue upon your present course, your world will become unrecognizable to many. Sin is truly insanity.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on November 19, 1977. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We also need your continued support to help this radio outreach. Will you help Our Lady? She really needs your help, so don't let her down. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of July 15th, approximately 225 people were present. Now, let me see. My first testimony here is from Los Angeles. To Our Lady of the Roses, I would like to give a testimonial. I was dying from MOBIS, M-O-B-I-S, and that is a parasite in the intestines. And they had to take me to the hospital. Then my mom wrote to Bayside, New York, for rosary scapulars and rose petals. Then when she got it, she went to the hospital and put the rose petal on me, and she prayed to Our Lady. In about 2 hours, I was cured. Today, I came out of the hospital. They gave me x-ray tests, and everything they found, not even a sign of what that I had, MOBIS. So mom's prayers were answered, and I came out fine, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. And that's from a 10-year-old boy from Los Angeles. Now, let's see, my next testimony here is from Massachusetts. To Our Lady of the Roses, I am a pilgrim of the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, for the past 3 years. I hope, though, my belief I can bring others to Mary. I had received a wonderful grace from her. My husband, after 30 years away from the church and the sacraments, is now receiving the sacraments and has been on these pilgrimages at Bayside with me and finds it has helped him spiritually, and then that is signed. Now I have another one here from Virginia. To Our Lady of the Roses, a few weeks ago, I was on my way to my friend's funeral. On the way, the car lost control. On a curvy, wet spot, the car turned totally on the road, went down an embankment. All I received was a cut over my left eye. My scapula protected me. I thank God and the Blessed Mother for her help. I still say the scapula saved my life. God is good, and then that is signed. Now I have another one here from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Dear Veronica, first of all, I want to introduce myself as to who I am. Once a former New Yorker, I moved out to Canada about 10 years ago. I was never aware of Our Lady's apparitions at Bayside, New York, until June 1976. Prior to this, I never paid attention to the Catholic faith. As a matter of fact, I was going downhill all the way. Life was a constant turmoil to me. Through the prayers of my wife and others, I came across a few Bayside papers which my mother-in-law brought me, wanting to believe in the true doctrine of the church badly. But through my own fault and other people misguiding me, I did not know what to believe. My first impulse was to go to Bayside, New York City, and find out for myself what was going on there. I also want to mention that I did not believe in Mother Mary before because of the way I was brought up, but I was to find out soon enough. I was so skeptical, I went for the first time on a pilgrimage tour to Bayside. For the first time of my life, I was reciting the rosary and other prayers with others. It was not until the vigil hour when you announced Our Lady's presence that I finally got my eyes opened. I felt this great sorrow in my heart and pain for not believing in the Queen of Heaven. Tears were rolling down my cheeks, and I just could not stop myself from crying. At the same time, I saw millions of light particles, blue and white, flashing across the clear night sky. I also felt a tingling mist fall upon my face and hands. I also felt so peaceful within my soul, so I had never felt before. I could not stop crying for a few days whenever I thought of what had happened to me at the apparition. I thank God for Our Lady's intercession on my behalf and the graces she has bestowed on me and my family. With Mother Mary's help, I finally feel protected and loved and realize that reparation we owe Jesus and Mary for the sins and we, the whole world, are committing today. I hope this letter finds you and your family in good health and may continue with God's help the work of Mother Mary. God bless you all. Then I have another, after that assigned, then. Now I have another one from New York. To Our Lady of the Roses, thank you so much for the messages. I thank God for you. The messages have given great grace in my life. I left the Catholic Church back a few years and joined the Lutheran Church and have thought of coming back. By your messages, I did come back. I need your prayers. God bless you for the messages. I have had some nice dreams of the Blessed Mother and Jesus. I hope God will accept my ill health, heartaches, and disappointments in this life as penance for all my sins and for the sins of my children. I hope one day to have the means to make a vigil to Bayside. Wouldn't it be nice if one day we could all meet in heaven? But I am so sinful and have committed so many sins, so I shall hope in the mercy of God. Again, thank you. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You have been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.